The jury has seen dozens of grainy graphic videos showing many angles of Rittenhouse killing Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber and wounding Gage Grosskreutz. On Monday, they'll hear from Grosskreutz. Georgetown University law professor Paul Butler says the testimony could be tricky for the state because Rittenhouse's attorneys argue he fired in self-defense.
It's the witness who survived who had the gun, and I expect that his testimony will be very impactful, although this is hard to say whether it will bolster the prosecution.
Rittenhouse faces multiple felony charges, including homicide. If convicted, he could face life in prison. The prosecution expects to wrap up its case on Tuesday. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.